And a person has to realize that this is a bechinah. This is a great bechinah, a test. Bochar oisa b'mashe mare ze mimeno. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen, has given us a test. He's placed us within this test. Okay. To see, right, and to clarify how a person is going to choose. What is a person's bechira going to be? And now he sets off to say, in a very laconic way, but he points out the following. Man, perhaps more than any other being, is the least self-sufficient, meaning all his needs are external from him, to him. What does that mean? Man is created lacking. Okay? He's lacking food. Right? You imagine, you think about it, right? You think about, we have a tinnitus, right? A tinnitus of Yom Kippur, a tinnitus of Tisha B'Av. You know, people dread it for weeks, for days, for months, weeks. Before, how am I going to survive the headache? And I have to put electrolytes in my body, an easy fast. Right? The simple fact that I have to go and find food to eat, and not only find the food, but put it into my mouth. A person has needs, he's chasam, to drink, where to live, a spouse, right? All those things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed man in a situation where he has to seek every one of those things out. Nothing's handed to him, nothing's given to him. Okay? El Mashahu Chutzlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed man in the test where he needs and he is lacking in all those things that are external to him. Mi ma'achol u'mishta, from food, from drink, u'malbush, and clothes, u'mo'oin, and where to live, u'mishkol, and a spouse. V'tziva oisav l'chazer aleihem. And man is commanded to go after them, to be mechazer aleihem, to find them. Now this is fascinating, okay? Because what the Chazal of Avos over here is saying, he's not only saying it's parnasa. It's not only an issue of going to work and making money, but anything I need, I have to go and expend effort to get it. Okay? And the way I will expend that effort is a test. Let's just take for a second, okay? Person has to eat, right? I remember, you know, you ever go on vacation, right? You go to a place, you know, and my wife turns to me and says, you know, he's going, it's unbelievable. You're hungry, you eat. We will try to figure out the hashkafa, is it kosher, is it not kosher, right? You have to find, we have to go to everybody, why does everybody go to Florida? Why does everybody go to Florida vacation? Because you have your shul and you have kosher food, right? You can't go the point is it's kosher. Okay? What's the idea? The point is, that's a test, right? Where am I going to go? How am I going to, I don't know, when I pick up the food, am I going to make a bracha, not going to make a bracha? When I finish eating, am I going to bench, am I not going to bench, right? Am I going to wait 6 hours between the milk and the meat? Am I going to... how careful am I going to be? Mimaychel or Mishnah? Malbush. Right? Everybody has their own set of tests, right? Especially women have a test. How are they going to dress? What are they going to wear? Are they going to be sneistic, not sneistic? Where am I going to live? The person makes choices where he's going to live, how he's going to live. Right? People make choices. Who is Chaverim going to be? Umishkol, who his wife is going to be? How he's going to choose a wife, that's also a test. It's a tremendous test. The tzivois of l'chazer aleihem. L'haviyam basibois hamuchonois lohem. To bring them with sibois, with causes that are prepared. Meaning, whatever he means sibois, what he means is a means to an end. Okay? How is he going to go about his parnasa? When he's challenged in the workplace, and there's a question, should he be honest, should he not be honest, right? There's a famous story. There are two guys on a beach in Florida. Right? The beach itself is in the sign. I'm not just saying it for the joke. Right? There's Mr. Cohen from Chicago, and there's Mr. Goldberg from New York. Right? And they're in their mid-50s, and Mr. Goldberg turns to Mr. Cohen and he says, so what are you doing? He says, I retired a couple of years ago, and I moved down here to Florida. He says, really? How do you retire? He's like a sensitive young man. He said, well, we had a tremendous fire in the business, And if there were fire, you know, I collected insurance. And instead of rebuilding the whole business, you know, I decided I might as well take the money and go and retire and have enough money to live, Baruch Hashem. So Mr. Cohen from Chicago, Mr. Goldberg turns to Mr. Cohen and says, what are you doing? He says, well, we had a very big business in Chicago, and there was a big flood. And the whole business was flooded. And I had good insurance, and I decided, you know, I have enough insurance money, I'm going to retire. So Mr. Goldberg turns to Mr. Cohen and he said, well, that's very interesting. How do you make a flood? That's the question. Right? And the question, of course, is, right, this is a test. It's a test. How do we want to make our money? How do we want to make our panos? Are we going to fall to that? A person has to realize that every step of the way is in truth a test. And it's not only how you're going to make your money, it's how you're going to walk, how you're going to eat, how you're going to dress, how you're going to live. All these things are a test. What we're saying over here is that the first reason that man is placed in a situation where he has to go and seek out his parnasa is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test him. And I'm specifically talking about the test that the Chol HaTavon is talking about. We're going to come to the Mechilat Eliyahu, and I wanted to point out a little bit Mechilat Eliyahu, what he defines the test, or how he defines the test, what his take on it. But it's an expansion, okay, on what the Chol HaTavon is saying. What the Chol HaTavon is saying, it's an expounding on, the Chol HaTavon is saying that man, in every step of the way, is being tested. And test, and it's alponim miyuchadim means what ways he's going to make his parnasa, the itim yiduim, and what times. And what he means over here, l'chay, what he means over here is, and this is a very fascinating point, the chlal, that this is something that was a major test years ago, Baruch Hashem, it's not really such a test, maybe it is a little bit of a test today, but itim yiduim, he means Shabbos. It used to be a person came to people came to this country maybe 50, 60, 70 years ago. Say 60, 70 years ago, a person didn't come to work on Saturday, don't come to work on Sunday, don't come to work on Monday. It's a tremendous test. You know, they go to young Israels, a lot of young Israels, they have a Hashkolim in Shabbos morning. You know where the Hashkolim in started from? People used to go to work Shabbos morning. People were supposed to daven later on Shabbos morning than during the week. That's a test. That was a test. It was a tremendous test. Okay, and the truth is, Rav Shmuel Shmuel Hirsch writes in this week's parsha a fascinating thing. This week's parsha everybody knows today because Rav Mendel Miriminov decided that everybody should say the parsha Samon today. So everybody knows the parsha Shabbat is the parsha Samon. But we also learned in the parsha Samon, what else did we have? There's the parsha of Shabbos. Before we get to Zachas Yom Shabbos in the Aseres Adibris, in the Luchos, we have the parsha of Shabbos in the parsha of Bon. Says Shuvishtakav Yetsiyish Mukayma, you can't go, you can't carry the money. A sprinkling, a smattering of Shabbos. We have Lama Tespelach, a little bit of Shabbos. Zokrib Shamshin Rufovish, because a person has to realize, okay, that Shabbos, the person has to realize that the test of Shabbos, the fact that there is a Shabbos, is recognizing that the Parnasah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's recognizing that fact. And subjugating one's will and recognizing that Shabbos is for Shabbos and for Kadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Sfarnei says an unbelievable thing. It says, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. It says, what do you mean, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh? So no matter, you mask the Shabbos on Shabbos. The Sfarnei says, and he brings this over the Mechilat Eliyahu, we're not going to get to where he brings it, the second page of Mechilat Eliyahu, that a person has to realize that even in his 6 days of week, he has to work in a way that he leaves space for Shabbos that he won't have to think about his work. Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. When you're working in the 6 days of work, remember that there's going to be a Shabbos. So finish your work and make it that Shabbos is going to be pristine. Shabbos is going to be without any thought of your malach. This is all a test. Man is placed in this world, and the truth is, I didn't copy this for you. When he talks about Bechinas HaNefesh, this is something that we all have to know, by the way. You know, This is before we get to Parnassa, before we get to Ishtadus, before we get to anything. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu place us in this world? That's a very, very, very important point that Hashkafa B'chal, to know why are we here? What are we doing here? Right? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Right? In fact, maybe I could set it on this backdrop. You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate good. Ultimate, total good. When something is the ultimate total good, its entire raison d'etre, its entire being is to do good, to be mativ. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, a mativ. He wants to do good, he wants to help, he wants to elevate, he wants to give of himself to his creations. The way to elevate the soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the soul should be elevated to come closer to him. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the soul can elevate itself is by putting it in this world and passing tests. That is it. The soul is placed in this physical world, in a physical body, and it's tested whether it can pass that test, and every time it passes a test, it's elevated more and more and more. In fact, we know that every Shabbos morning we say, and there was something called Halal HaGadol, right? How many stanzas are there in Halal HaGadol? How many Kili Olam Chazdas do we say? 26 Kili Olam Chazdas. You know why? Aside from the fact that that's the Mitzvah of Yudkei Vavkei, but the name of Hashem is the numeric equivalent. But there were 26 generations from the time of creation until when? Until the giving of the Torah. Says Chazal that those 26 generations were what's called Nahamod de Kisufa. What is Nahamod de Kisufa? Nahamod de Kisufa means cheap bread. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until the Torah was given, the tests, right? We didn't earn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beneficence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving things was free. Being free, wow. Kili Olam Chazdas, 26 generations of free stuff, right? Candy, free candy. They have just thrown candy at us. Then the Torah comes, oh, we gotta start earning it. Okay? Gotta start earning it. Says Rav Hutman, a person would think, good, the chesed's over, now we're earning it. Torah says, no, it's more of a chesed when we earn it. Because until that Matan Torah, it's cheap bread. What do you appreciate more? Do you appreciate more earning something, or do you appreciate something getting something for free? I give you a rise to get something for free, but at the end of the day, where do you feel more satisfied? Where are you more uplifted? The greatest chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to uplift the neshamas, is to earn it. That is the test. Man is placed in a test. How he's going to do everything is a test. And says the Pesach HaVavos, Vasher loy goza loy, lihi gomer bohem. Loy yi gomer. Vi yimonu mimenu hasibos. This is a very interesting thing. I skipped a lot over here. Umashe goza rabbi reshi yi gomer lo oda mehem. Yi gomer vi yishlom bashlamas is damnus hasibos. If a person chooses properly, and he does the right sibos, whatever was supposed to happen is going to happen. And he'll accomplish. And that which was not goyzer, the Chavis HaVavos is telling us, you could bang your head against the wall, and it ain't going to happen. A person could try and try and try and try and try. If he realizes that it's not going, it's not because he didn't try. It's because it was God nigzar on him that he's not going to. But this is all a test. V'nizbararu mimenu ho'avoida v'ho'averu. It will become clear, mivurar, if he's an oivir Hashem, if he's doing the avoida Hashem, or the averu. B'kavona u'bavechira. He says an unbelievable thing over here. He's saying over here, if a person's intention is to do something wrong, even if ultimately, let's say your intention is to defraud an insurance company. You want to defraud an insurance company. Well, you're going to create a Ponzi scheme, okay? And you're going to take money from people, and you're going to get all the money from other people and pay back those people. You're going to 50% of the Ponzi scheme, especially now. And let's say it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Nobody comes to investigate. He still failed the test. The test was how you're going to choose. And that's what man and by the way, what he's saying over here is difficult to understand, and I don't want to go into this. There's an answer to the question, because we know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarech machshava ra l'maisa. If a person has a machshava ra to do something, and it doesn't work out, Hashem doesn't consider that like he did in action. But he's shown his true colors. He's shown his true colors what he chooses. So the first reason why we have to work, the first reason why, even though it's a nes, Parnos is a nes, it's Kekriyas Yamsuf. The first reason is because we have to be tested. We have to be placed in a situation, how are we going to choose? Are we going to choose to do the right avodah, or are we going to choose the wrong? Are we going to do it kahalocha, not kahalocha? Are we going to do too much ishtadlus? Are we going to work too hard and not care for our families? And not meaning not give time to our families, not give time to our avodas Hashem. That's also awesome. But I digress off of the avodas Hashem, and I'd like to go to the first sheet of the Michtam Eliyahu, because he discusses the test in a little bit of a different way. And I think it's something that we can relate to even on a more, it's a little bit of a deeper level. But Rav Zalman is saying, listen, you choose to do it the right way, the wrong way. You're doing it, b'efen heter, b'efen iser. Says, m'michtav Eliyahu, b'inyin zek kosev, Rav Simcha Zisel, goyin Rav Simcha Zisel zatzal, shemasa ha-hishtadlus, the burden of hishtadlus, nasar Hashem yizbarach al ha-odam l'nisoyin. It's a test, okay? Ki heina, dihine, somu Hashem yizbarach bo'olam asher hashvachosoi yizbarach behester. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show his hand. He doesn't show his hand openly. He doesn't show his open hashgacha. He doesn't show his guidance of the world open. If you look for it, you'll find it. But he doesn't show it. Page 195. Ulemare Einov, and according to the vision of a person's eye, Nira Ki'ilu Hu Ashoilek Bechol in Yoni Parnasasoi. A person looks, and if the person goes to work with closed eyes, what he sees is he makes the right decision. He's going, if he makes the right call, buy, and it goes up, it's him who did it. If he sells, it's him who did it. It's if he finds the right deal, if he finds the right buyer, the right seller, it's him. B'chol inyanei parnasasai v'iskos kiritzayna. V'yuchal litois, the person can make a mistake, v'loyin ha-koichi v'oitz, and yadi also li'esachay al-azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very specific test in Pardosa. Are you going to believe that it's all you? Are you going to believe that it's in your control? Or are you going to recognize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control? Omnam, b'soy chester zeh olav lehisayra, through this darkness, through this hiddenness, it's incumbent upon a person to be awakened and to recognize lahakir b'soy chlevavay, to recognize within his heart ulaharos b'maisav, and to show in his actions ki ein memshala l'tevakla, that there is no ruling of nature. So the test, it's an amazing thing. Hashem is not just testing us, are we going to do the right thing? Are we going to burn our business down to collect insurance, or are we going to try to live the straight and narrow? No. It's much deeper than that. You did the right thing. You're doing it lahalacha. But is it you or is it David? So man is placed. Why can't I just sit back and say, oh, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, maybe if you really, really, really believed in it, and there was no need for the test, then you wouldn't have to go to work. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test us to see, are we going to believe it's us, or are we going to believe it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kimaymer HaKosov, mi ze omar vatehi, Hashem lo tzifu. Who's the one who's going to say, and it was, but Hashem did not command it. And when a person does the actions of mundane work, Yeda Borer B'Vavo, he has to know in his heart, clearly, what he's doing is nothing. It's the Ratzon of Hashem that causes it. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines through the hiddenness of actual just plain work. When a person is mekadeshem shemayim, when he recognizes his presence in the hiddenness. I think I've told over this story. And the truth is, did I tell over the story with the fire with the Beis HaLevi? There was a fire in Slotsk. And it was a raging fire. And the Beis HaLevi was the rav in town. And they came into the Beis HaLevi to get him to come out, to leave his house so he shouldn't get caught in the fire. And the Beis HaLevi was sitting with a washing cup and water, and pouring water on the floor. Said, Rebbe, you get out of here, there's a fire. He says, Yes, I know there's a fire. And Chazal says, Mayim is mechabe esh. Water puts out fire. Who said you have to pour the water on the fire? You pour water, the fire will go out. Meaning, you have to do your ishtablus. The fact that the fire goes out is not because I poured the water on the fire. First thing I have to do is ishtablus and pour the water. Hashem will make the fire go out. Now it takes a Beis HaLevi to separate the two. This is the test. Man is placed in a test.
He's losing how much water?
Yeah. What?
He's losing how much water?
Right.
So you have to have this much water for this fire.
And the fire went out, by the way. That's the kicker. Rabbi Yisrael, what we're saying over here is that those that have to be tested, and that includes all of us, I mean, certainly myself, those that have to be tested in this world, okay, that's where they have to work. Because it has to become clear to them. Hashem wants a person to come to that unbelievable akara. Now, they don't ask me that Hashem doesn't. That would be Nama de Kisufa. You didn't earn it. Hashem's just going to throw money at us? Throw paradise at us? No, we have to go work. And when we work, we go through those travails and we realize that we had to go through all of that. Not that our chokhmah brought it about. Not that our work brought about the parnasa. But rather, we go through and we realize how difficult it is and we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was takadim mazminos. That's reason number one that we have to go to work. Reason number one why there has to be an ishtalos. Now, I don't want to go further in the Smith and Eliyahu today. I'd like to discuss it further next week because I want to discuss the second reason that the Chavos Halvavos gives for the reason for Ishtadlus. Jehasheni. Ki ilu lo yhutzur ha'odom l'troyach u'l'chazer u'l'saveh v'havoas tarfle. If a person would not have to work, if a person would not have to go to work to get his parnosim, right? Everybody knows, listen, why can't it just be easy, sit back, have a pina colada, relax, listen to some nice music, maybe I'll learn a little bit even. Nice, but why do I have to work so hard? Why is it? At the end of the day, a person would get caught up in others. A person would not, and now he's saying an unbelievable thing, what would be the greatest avera? Now, before you read this line, he said, listen. We know Chazal says Shmama Megili Day Batola Megili Day Shmama. A person is bottle. A person doesn't have what to do. He gets caught up in bad things. He gets caught up in being in Batola in things that bring him to Averis. V'chule. Right? He's going to discuss that a little bit later. Also, his idea of what Batola brings to is a person is going to think about Kadmus Olam. He's going to think about the secrets of the Bria that he's not supposed to think about. Who created? Right? This is not exactly our challenge. We can all figure out what it is when we're bored. When we're bored and we don't have what to do, we're not involved in anything, that our mind wanders to other things, certainly not philosophical thoughts. But he says like this, listen to that line. What an unbelievable line. If a person would just get everything for nothing, he would be boyek, he would kick in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Kick in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toivah. and he wouldn't think lehayim ashkiach al mashu chayiv by what he is chayiv da koras atoyt to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Al toyes al kim alof. Right? We all know the guy comes upstairs. He comes to look in the shemayim, and they show him this room. This room is so busy. There's secretaries and fax machines and email accounts and busy brother. Staffed with 50 people. He says, what is this? This is the complaint department. Right? This is the complaint department. Right? And he goes to the next room and says, same thing. This is where we get the requests for different. And he goes to another room. There's a secretary that says, like, she's there from 9 to 10 in the morning. And the rest of the day, it's always no fax screen. There's nothing. There's one little telephone with a cord, you know, nothing fancy. He said, what is this? This is the acknowledgement department. Okay? Right? When everything is good, what do we forget? We forget the source of good. K'moy shenema v'hoye chinor, the novel pasuk in Yeshaya. There's a chinor and a novel, toif v'chalil, the picture of all the beautiful instruments, the stringed instruments, the yayin and wine, mishteyem, the drink. What Hashem does for us, lo yabitu. They're looking in ma'aseh yad of Leirol. They don't see Hashem's ma'aseh yad. So Omar the pasuk says, "Vayishman Yeshurun vayibot." We become the Yeshurun, the Jewish people, the straight ones. We become fat vayibot, and we kick shavanta avisa kasisa vayitoish alika asom. They kick and they deny the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made them. But Amun Zecharim Abraha, Yafa Talmud Torah in their affairs. She Yigia Shnei Mishkach HaSavayim. When a person is busy and involved and doing things, he doesn't have time for others. The Chol Torah She'enim HaMalacha Soifah B'Tevah V'Gereris Avayim. Mishnah Min Pirkei Avos. The Chol Shkei Mishayim L'Chelik B'Achas Mehen. If a person doesn't have a Chelik in either Torah or their affairs, the Lo Yisamli B'El Achas Mehen, a person will become spiritually sick and bereft. And my friends, I have said just one little added point in this, in what he's saying over there. In his treatise on HaKoras HaToif, I'm recognizing the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, I'm going to say something that's strange. It's really a Rabbeinu Yonah. But I once read the transcript of Joseph Lieberman's acceptance speech at a Stanford Yeshiva dinner. He got up and he said, I would like to thank the Almighty for allowing us to recognize His presence in this world. That is a curse of it. What he's saying over here is that if we wouldn't have to work, and we wouldn't have to be able to, or we wouldn't have to learn, at least one of them, we would forget that there is a God. And that's the second reason why we have to go out and work, because we have to go out and have the problems and the difficulties and realize how hard it is, and we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ultimately recognize that it's the Yad Hashem. Okay.